This one, working title is Mopping Up After the Talk, etc. You may go out and give talks and presentations for a variety of reasons. Maybe you're a pro who gets paid to talk on all sorts of things and that's your only job. Maybe you're doing it on behalf of a company and you're out on the road evangelizing or sharing product information or company culture and story. Or maybe you're an artist or someone involved in civics who has an opportunity to share their ideas and projects at one of the many sorts of salons or speaker series which go on in many cities. I found that with all the work and preparation that I often put into a talk, the time on stage is fleeting. And in some cases, I don't really get to do that talk again. I've also found that the talks and the contents of the talks don't end when you step off stage. With social media, you haven't just given a talk, you've built a potential audience. While you didn't get to know the people in the audience very well during your talk, they sure got to know you. And some of them, if all went well, really want to see you again. They want to share their experience with their friends. They want to go back and tell their colleagues all that they learned from your talk. And you want to also understand how they enjoyed your remarks and presentation. Finally, by interacting with this content and the artifacts created from your talk, you build a powerful portfolio of audience reaction and unvarnished, candid, spontaneous reviews of your talk. This is incredibly powerful when for finding new gigs, when potential opportunities can look up on the internet and see curated and organized opinions about your skills. So here's a few thoughts about how to make the most of your public speaking appearances, whether you're doing it for love, money, or career. First of all, before going to the conference, make a Twitter list of attendees, other speakers, organizers, and other people associated with this conference. That way you'll have a head start when you start meeting these people, and you'll have a slight understanding about where they're coming from, what they're up to, what they're here to see, which will be a great way to include them in the stories in your talk as well as get to know them afterwards. When you go up on stage, declare a hashtag. If you don't know what a hashtag is, it's one of those pound signs followed by an initials or acronym or a short code to identify some talk or some conference. But put it up there, encourage people to share their content. If you want to pop up to the front row and shoot a little bit of video, encourage them to do that. See who's on Instagram, see who's on LinkedIn. And encourage them to share your content. After the talk, wow, when you've killed it, when you've done a good job with an audience, that next half an hour is great. Seeing all the people's reactions, their questions, the hallway conversations, it can feel really nice. It's also a great time to build that audience and find out who these people are, so you can encourage them to come out and see you the next time you're speaking, or build relationships from that. That's a great time to collect cards and also have some little memento of the talk to share with them. Now, it sounds a little bit cheesy, but just having a little bit of corporate swag or a unique card or something interesting about yourself to share with them goes a long way. Make sure to include your web address and your LinkedIn profile to build those relationships. Then, as soon as possible after the talk, you got to curate and archive the social media artifacts. Here's what I do. First of all, I start a Storify, and this is kind of a curation tool to put in all the assets into one place. What I'll do is I'll find all the tweets that have comments about the talk, any Instagrams, any Flickr, any blog posts that come out from the talk, any podcasts and videos, and allows you to bundle all these things into one place. Then you can share that easily on your social media channels, but it gives a quick bucket to put everything in. Then spend some time and make sure every tweet gets an answer and a retweet and a thanks. This models behavior. Don't do this as direct messages. Do this publicly and thank the people and ask them a question. What are you going to do with the knowledge you got? What was your favorite part? Did you have a favorite anecdote? What other speakers at the conferences did you enjoy? Ask them a question and keep that conversation going so it's not just like thanks. It's not just a pat on the back. It's an invitation or a handout to build a relationship. While you're at the conference, find out the people who are making podcasts for their brand or making video casts or making social media deliberately and do some quick little interviews and some spots for them. This might be long tail, as there might not be big media outlets, but prepare yourself for all kinds of little interviews. The power of doing these small media appearances is it allows you to really tell the points that you want to talk about. Then you can point other media outlets and other potential gigs and so on to those assets where you really have a chance to tell your full story. Where in larger media outlets, you won't get that time in the quick soundbite format. Of course, any audio or video that's posted, you better make sure to add a comment to that as well and point back to where they can see more of your stuff. If the video is posted on YouTube, you should have a YouTube playlist of all the bits and pieces from your talks. If it's photo posted on Flickr, you should have a photo Flickr group with all the photos from you at various speaking gigs. Bundle that all stuff up together and becomes a living, dynamic archive portfolio or CV. Now, at the beginning of your talk, you declared a hashtag and keep monitoring that hashtag for a couple days or weeks after the conference. Encourage people to ask you questions on that channel. At the end of the talk, when you show that, say, hey, you know, I know we didn't get a lot of time for Q&A today, but I'm happy to keep this conversation going. Just ping me with this hashtag. And I'll be sure to answer your questions and that kind of thing, right? I will tell you another cheesy trick about getting people to actually ask questions at the end of your talk is when I'm out representing my company, I bring along little envelopes of treats and offer people treats for asking a question and stickers and so on, right? But I also make them hold up their phone showing that they have our app on their phone. And I don't really hold them to that, but just kind of a fun way to kind of tease the audience and elicit that reaction and get some enthusiasm and remove that who's going to be the first one to ask a question kind of feeling. Whenever you finish these speaking gigs, also post about them in your LinkedIn profile. List the speaking gigs and link back to the Storify where you have all the assets of that. So when people are going through and wondering if they should hire you or not, there's more things to click on where they can really get a feeling of your style and what you bring. Besides the Storify, I also favorite all the Twitters about the talk and put them in the Storify. All the blog posts go in the Storify, audio, video go in the Storify, and then I do a blog post which has a couple of the best pictures, a short synopsis, and links to my Storify and any other major media coverage or extensive recaps like the article about your talk at the conference organizer's website, for example. So it's a little compendium. So think of the Storify as a big bucket that holds everything and a blog post to be a streamlined greatest hits part of it. This way, all of that stuff lives in one central location, so you don't have to have people chasing around, especially at using different web links at Storify, which is going to give you a longer URL. So base everything in your blog as well. On my blog, I also have a page for all my speaking engagements. I have a list of them, and then a link to the blog post or the Storify or so on. So create this little cyclical recap of all your content and it will serve you well down the road. All those people that you met after the talk and collected their cards, if there's someone you want to continue a relationship on with, add them on LinkedIn. It's a great way to build those professional relationships. And you might even consider making a LinkedIn group for the people who have seen you speak a few times, really enjoy, want to kind of keep in touch with what you're doing. Maybe it's a LinkedIn group, maybe it's a Facebook page, but whatever, you want to give them a place where they can congregate, and that way next time you're going through Albuquerque, you already know a few people there on the ground. by adding all this stuff to your blog and LinkedIn and all these different places with the specific titles of your talk and good metadata, it's also going to give you great Google juice. And now you don't want to depend on SEO hijinks or whatever, but you do want to make sure that you own your namespace. And anyone searching for you, especially if you have a common name or a difficult to spell name, so that includes almost all the names, you want to make sure that your namespace is out there claimed and people can find you easily, and you don't have a half-done, half-sprinkled around the internet compendium of resources. It's easy to find everything about you in one place. It's basically making your own sales pitch out there publicly. Remember to send the event organizers a thank you card or note of some kind. Be sure to include the URLs of all your recaps so they can see how much the audience enjoyed and how seriously you took their gig. This is a nice sign of respect to their hard work. Gives you a chance to share feedback with them from a speaker's perspective, and also help spread the word that you're interested in more gigs. By taking the time after the talk to get to know your audience, collecting all the artifacts, curating them and amplifying them, you'll quickly provide more ways to find out and interact with you and your personal speaking brand, which will result in more fans, more gigs, and more speaking success.